Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Tes Zayin, Si'if Vov Zayin Ches and Tes. Si'if Vov, Shemen Shebismo Kmo Shemen HaMishcha. Oil that is scented, similar to the concept of Shemen HaMishcha, Im Ba'atzei Besomim, if it's scented with spices that come from trees, Mevarech, the brachas Barei Atzei Besomim, on the scented oil. If it's from plants, mevarech bari isvei b'samim, then the bracha on the oil is going to be bari isvei b'samim. Vim hayibo eitzim uvisamim. Now there's a star that there's a different nusach eitzim ve'asavim. If it's a combination of tree and plant, or other spices depending on the girsa, mevarech bari minei v'samim. Then the bracha is bari minei v'samim. Now let's say they strained out the actual plant matter, and now all you have left is the scented oil. This is a machlekes. Yesh oivim, some say shemavarach borei shemen arev. They should make the bracha borei shemen arev. Veyesh others say she'en mevarach lo klai, don't make a bracha at all. Tavi reach she'en lo ikar, because the reach isn't here anymore. That which gives the aroma, the source of the aroma, is gone. Since it's a doubt, one should not smell these things. You should stay away from smelling this thing. Now the rule in the Mechaber is Yesh Omer Yesh Omrim, is like the second Yesh Omrim. Stam v'Yesh Omer Loch Gustam. Yesh Omer v'Yesh Omrim, the rule is usually the second, which is Einim V'Aruch Lev Klam. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chavav Shemen Shebismoy. You have an oil that you add things to scent the oil. What's something to say? Shenasan bo besamim kadesh shiyuach hashemen. They added spices to give the oil a scent. For what did mayim ushar mashkin shenasan behem habesamim? It doesn't have to be oil. The same is true if it's water or other liquids that you scent with spice. Sakon chav zayin kemo shemen hamishcha, like the shemen hamishcha. Ein hakavana sha'asa'o b'shi'ur u'bemida kemo shemen hamishcha. There's no intent of the Mechaber that you're making this in the amounts and quantities of Shemen HaMishcha. Does that asur? There's an issur from the Torah to recreate Shemen HaMishcha. Elohu Mara Lanu, all the Mechaber is showing us as an illustration, Shederech Levasem Shemen Bivisamim, that it's a common thing to scent oils with spices. Like we find, in the Chumash, we have the Shemen HaMishcha and there were spices there. Sivkon chav ches, eitzim uvisam. If it was eitzim, it's bari atzim visam. If it's asavim, it's bari isvei visam. And if it's a combination, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's something to say, bein isvei visamim, ubein midi visam, whether you're adding to the eitzim plants or other types, then the bracha is going to be borei mine visam. Sivkon chav tesvim sinino, and that's how you strain it. Perish, to kol zemari, we're discussing the bracha when there's some of the spice still in the oil. That's why you're making the bracha based on what is the spice in the oil. But if you strain it out, so that is a machlekes. If Kol Lamed Barei Shemen Arev, one man number says, say Barei Shemen Arev, it come by a Afar Simon, like we said, by a Afar Simon, a special bracha for the scented oil. Sifkan Laman Aleph, the second sheet that says, no, you don't make a bracha at all. She'ein lo ikr, because the origin of the scent, the plant matter, is missing. Ve'einu ela reach kolosh bi'alma, so it's just a weakened aroma. Ve'ein mevarchan alav, ain't don't make a bracha at it. Uke'ein mevarchan, come on, b'simen reishit zayin, we have this later on, b'simen reishit zayin, le'nimereach bekelim she'heim mugmarim, that if you were to smell a scented container, a scented garment, you don't make a bracha on that. Because if it's perfumed, but the perfume is, the origin is not there, you take the estric box and it smells good without the estric, there's no bracha on that. So to here, once you've removed the plant matter that gave it the scent, you're not going to make a bracha. Now, the notes on the side address the question of scented tobacco. And I'm not sure if he's referring to snuff tobacco. I usually think of pipe tobacco and all kinds of aromas and scents that they add to the tobacco. And he brings in the notes that Berhet of Kot Shuvah Sechatanis, they don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on that. And ultimately, it's the tobacco that has absorbed the scent. And L'chaira, it should be this discussion here. If the thing which gave the aroma isn't there anymore, so there's a strong argument not to make the bracha. It's the same idea of the oil. I mean, it has a smell. It has a smell. But that which gave the scent isn't here. There's no mamushas to it. So that's like Rashi and Lo Ikra. So nice, we don't make a bracha. Sivkar lama beis, min hariach bo. So the Mechaber says, because the suffix is best not to smell it. Kadesh lo yachnas asa besvik bracha, because then you enter into a questionable bracha. V'hainu kashayin lo ela boisim zeh, that's if you only have this scent. Al kashayish lo besam acherim, but if you had other things to smell, mevarach alayim atzei ominei v'yotzegam azeh, you can make the bracha on that. You make an atzei besam or aminei besam, and then that covers this too. V'ayim b'achorim demaski d'achronim conclude, if you look in d'achronim, d'misha ein rotz alahach malatzmo, person does not want to be strict. Mutlo l'chatchil ariach, he can smell it. Ulvarech barei minei v'samim. And make a bracha barei minei v'samim. V'tzorech l'hazir, and people should be careful. Should be on Kippurim, loichin minei spirits hamerichim l'ariach bo. Yom Kippur, people take various perfumes to smell. V'einim v'vrachla, without a bracha. And that's wrong. V'yos mizeh, even more so, they'll sometimes pour the perfume onto a cloth that's linen, and then they're going to smell it. That's asur. You cannot scent clothing on Shabbos Yom Kippur. For osan spirits shekur and shlak vaser, ein levarach hazeh klal. Now there's a different kind of perfume. It's called shlak vaser. You don't make a bracha on that at all. She'ein levarach klal. That doesn't give enough of a smell, or it's not a good smell, and therefore we're not going to make a bracha on that. So here is when the discussion enters into what's the halacha on our perfumes, particularly if they're made with synthetic scent. And Ibn Machlokes, Ibn Shmuel Zalman said that you do not make a bracha in the chemical compositions that create perfumes artificially. However, it brings, Rabbi Yoshua said, no, the mice, if it smells good, and the Ibn Hashem made it in the world, so you should make a bracha. He brings another person that way. But I think the standard is like Rosh Hashanah not to make the bracha. But he brings a number of person as you do. I think the fact is most of us do not make a bracha on that.
Can you put it still put in your clothes, or that's the lawsuit?
You can't scent clothes regardless. Now, it's kalapi bracha, I can make a bracha, but it does, it's murder. Now, what is the issur of scenting clothing? So the notes point out that we say that there's a halacha of being moiled dover chadash. It's karav lasias malacha, loshen Rashi. It's like it creates something new that wasn't here before. It's close to a malacha. So in Meila we don't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The shlak vaser at the end he talks about. I kind of wonder if he's referring more to like ammonia, smelling salts, as opposed. He says in the notes, ein ze reach toiv. It's not a good smell. It's not a good smell. So I'm not sure of an accurate translation of it. Se'iv zayin. Simlok v'chilfe diyama mevarech barei atzei besamim. Simlok and chilfe diyama get a bracha atzei besamim. Simlok, yesh mefarshim. Some say simlok is rosemarin. V'yesh mefarshim yasmin. So I'm assuming the first is rosemary, and the second is jasmine. V'yesh mefarshim, others say, shu esif sheyesh bo shalosh shuros shel olin zu lemala mizu, ulekol shuros shalosh olin. Some say it's a plant that has three rows of petals, one on top of the other, and each one has three petals per row. V'chilfei diyama, hu shibolos nerd, shekaren ispik. Shibolos nerd is ispik. Mr. Burr sefkaren lama gimel. Simluk v'chilfei diyama. Now their stalks are not tough and hard like wood, like a tree. Nonetheless, they do have like branches coming from the stem like trees. It's considered a tree. Sefkal Namadad Rosmarin, Ubir Hagor Chodik, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, Vachiach Dodasa Yesh Mefarshim. He says, according to Yesh Mefarshim, who Tamid Rabbein Yoyna, Chilfe Diyamu Hu Rosmarin. When there's a Yesh Mefarshim Rosmarin, Yesh Mefarshim Yasmin, so if you follow the Yesh Mefarshim that it's jasmine, then the Chilfe Diyama is going to be rosemary. Sifkal Laman He, who Shibolus Nerd Rechul Mechaber says, Chilfe Diyama is Shibolus Nerd. Humasha Koyen B'yameinu Spigenad, or I have Spikenard, is what we call it. Umala Reach Toiv, it has a nice scent. Ubali Batam Nagan Be'ezim Mekoyen Vasitin Zelamayim. It's common for Balabatan to put this into water. Shakahanim noitling yedeim leduchon. When the kahanim wash their hands for the duchon, they use a scented water. Kadeshia adezer riach tov. So it has a nice smell. Ve'nochem lasas kain. This is not right. The mold recha b'mayim b'yontif. You're not supposed to give a scent to the water on yontif. To us, it's forbidden. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that this spikenard is a spice that would add to the water that the Kahanim would use, but the problem is they add it to the water on Yontif. The implication is if you add it to the water before Yontif, that's not going to be a problem. Now, the Kahanim's hands will be scented by the water, so the post can say that's not a problem. We're not worried about the Reyach be a dime. So the contemporary post can have a discussion, is this halacha only on the Yadayim, on their hands, when or Melech, but on the rest of the body we are? Or do we say the same way there's no mold reach on the hands, no reach on the body? So the poskim who say that it's permitted for a woman to use perfume or a man to use a scented deodorant on Shabbos and Yontif, they hold there's no mold reach on the body. The raya is from here. However, some poskim disagree and say it's only a raya from the hands. The hands are exposed, it's out in the open, the scent won't last. That's why it's not mold reach. But if it's going to be under your clothes, so that it should be aser. So you have these two mahachim, Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shaul's quote says it's fine. Chabir Ben Sion Abba Shaul writes in the tshuva that it's only mutter for the hands and not to use a scented spray on the body. Se'iv ches, sigli vehem vilish, bere isve besamen. Sigli are violets. In Israel there's a name sigal, like there's a name violet we use.
Sigal is purple.
Sigal is a name, a woman's name, is a modern Israeli name. Sigal, they're violets. Bare isve v'samim. Mishnah Berurah sifkal lavav sigli heimin dudaim hiniska b'mikra. This is the dudaim mentioned in Chumash, and if you look at Perish Rashi in Chumash, Rashi says by dudaim he says this, that it's violish. This is lashon. Seiv tas nargis v'hu chavatzelat. Nargis is chavetzelis, which I have is lily. Yesh oimishahu liri. That's another way of saying lily. Im gadol begina, if it grows in the garden, mevarach bari atzei v'samim. Im gadol besad, mevarach bari isvei v'samim. If it grows in the gardens, the bracha on lily is bari atzei v'samim. If it's in the fields, it's bari isvei v'samim. Mishnah Berurah sekal namazayin. Gadol begina v'chula. Hatam de mechalkinan, bengino lesadahu. Why make this distinction? If it grows in the garden, it's one bracha, in the field, it's different bracha. Mishum de hagodel begino, ne'avad umashkin osam. When it's growing in a garden, you tend to it, you take care of it, you water it. Va'afal pisha etzim misabesh, even though its stem, its wood, will dry up. Miskayim hu l'shon haba, it'll be here for next year. Well, the dabra misyabesh ke'esiv v'holichlo, as opposed to the lily of the fields, they dry up and they're gone, like all other asavim. It almost sounds like it's a difference between a perennial and an annual, but I would have thought they're all perennials.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when they grow.
That's what I thought, they're all perennials. So that's what it sounds like, but I have a hard time understanding it. But anyway, that's the halacha, that we make a difference if it's garden grown versus wild out as a wildflower.